In October 2016, David Dangerfield, a former Indian River County firefighter, died from a self-inflicted gunshot.
And just before he took his life, he posted to Facebook, PTSD for firefighters is real.
That's Republican Representative Aaron Grawl. Dangerfield was the cousin of her husband, Michael.
If your loved one is experiencing signs, get them help quickly. 27 years of deaths and babies dying in your hands is a memory that you will never get rid of. It haunted me daily until now. My love to my crews. Be safe. Take care. I love you all.
Democratic Representative Matt Wilhite is a sponsor of the bill, now heading to Governor Rick Scott. It allows first responders with PTSD and other emotional traumas to qualify for workers' compensation. Wilhite says the issue is much bigger than he is.
We're not trying to retire them. We're not trying to give them a disability. We're just trying to offer them a hand, a shoulder to cry on, some medication to help them sleep at night, to forget the things that they've seen.
The bill changed workers' compensation rules so first responders don't have to have a physical injury to get help. Republican Representative Danny Burgess.
Not all wounds are physical. We've broken down barriers and stigma in the military pretty well. We still need to do it a lot more here for first responders, and I believe that this bill goes a long way in helping us do exactly that.
Representatives say not only do Florida's police and firefighters deal with PTSD from deaths they encounter on their day-to-day jobs, but also from mass shootings. Republican Representative Mike Miller mentions the mass murder at an Orlando nightclub.
I want to tell you how much that means to them, how much it means to the survivors from Pulse. I actually represent that district. And I applaud you for the Relands and for all the other folks who are suffering from PTSD, not just because of the Pulse circumstance, but because, as Chair Burgess knows from his time in the military, there are a lot of people that need help, a lot of first responders especially that need help.
For WFSU News, I'm Dave Andre Alston.